This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin Leary.
Devin and I stopped fighting to record the podcast. We took a break on a huge conversation about our friendship to record the podcast. So
we took a breather.
In fact, I think in like any court of the law, namely any family court, they should take like a 30-minute break to have the couples talk about their favorite TV show. And then I think that will de-escalate the tension in the room.
It's similar to what Esther Perel says. She says if you're having a fight with your partner, you should do something silly or goofy, like lie down on the ground, because then you'll both like not be able to help from laughing. I don't know about anyone else, but that would be physically impossible for me when I'm in a fight with a partner. I would rather die than goof off in that moment. Like the rage that fills me even worse when I know I'm wrong, but I'm still fighting to prove that I'm right. Imagining being like, all right, let's do stuff. Shoop-a-ba-ba-doo-da. No, no, you will not be seeing that from me.
I would get so annoyed too if someone did that to me when we were in what I thought was a justified fight. That would be a walk out the door situation if I was fighting with a boyfriend and he went ba ba da wa bam boo. I would say, okay.
It's like in Love is Blind, like there's so many things that a person can do during a couple's argument that I'm like, you have committed such a federal crime in this moment. And one of them is looking at or answering a phone during a fight, i.e. Bartice, when he's fighting with Nancy. And he literally just said to her, he's like, I'm sorry, but looks matter. And then she's like, well, I just wish you could love me like despite my looks, or like as much as I love you, because I don't even care about your looks. And he like answers the phone. He's like, yo, Maddie. Hey, Matt. And she just like is like, OK, like my
version of like you actually need to be arrested was Cole asking his girlfriend, are you bipolar?
Oh, my God. OK, yes, I'm not on his side, but I'm no longer on Zenob's side either, because I'm sorry, but she has not wanted to be with Cole since the second they were in that pool together and he started splashing around like a child. She realized in that moment, like, I actually can't spend my life with that person. And she's been trying to turn it around on him ever since. And he has not helped himself. Like, he's also been an asshole. But it's like, you don't want to be with him. And she's just trying to, like, force him to say that he's not attracted to her or something. And he's kind of being like, I don't feel that way. And she's like, well, you don't pick up your towels off the ground.
That is the funniest thing. I'm like, that's the least of Cole's problems, is towels on the floor. I leave my towels on the floor.
And then he's like, you leave hair everywhere. And she's like, that's where my hair goes. I was like, wait. What? Like, you're losing me, Zay.
We also have to talk about Raven and how PK left her at the altar.
That would be SK.
Okay, PK is Dorit Kemsley's husband on Beverly Hills. Yep,
no,
continue.
That was devastating. The new episodes haven't aired when we're recording this podcast. They're airing tomorrow. And the thing we were left with is that SK left Raven, and I was so devastated because I came around to Raven so hard. I was like, I know she completely ignored people while they were talking to her so she could exercise. I know she told SK that he has to provide enough money for her and she's going to be upset if he goes to grad school because she won't have the like picture perfect life she imagined. That being said, I was really rooting for them, and then SK does that, and now I'm like, wait, what? But people are saying maybe they still stayed together. They just didn't get married. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a hard thing to get over. SK's mom mouthing yes, yes to SK.
I know. And then being so upset.
And then when she went to Raven and said, I love you, and Raven said, I love you too, and cried, that was really emotional. But when SK said he didn't, I literally went, what? Out loud in my living room. Because,
well,
we thought this whole time that Raven was this like the like bombshell of the group, which she is, and that she was the one who, when like Bartiz hit on her, she was like, yeah, I'm not interested in that at all. I'm just interested in my man. And SK seemed kind of along for the ride, kind of like confused, but he definitely didn't seem like he was going to say no until the moment, which made me think like, you've played us all. You came on this reality TV show to make a splash, and that you did.
Well, it was interesting because I have been watching with my new boyfriend. And it's one of those things where like, I'm so used to reality TV and like how fucked up it is. And he's not at all. And so like it comes down to the first like wedding scene. And he's like, now, wait a second. They're not going to make them make the decision on the altar, are they? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
You've underestimated
oh, yeah.
this show's conceit.
No.
Why, you think that would be inappropriate?
Oh, you think that'd be crazy for them to purchase?
Because that'd be mean, right? And humiliating. Oh, is that what you're worried about?
For them to purchase a wedding dress, for them to have their families come, their like siblings and all these. And then he even said, he's like, oh, well, now I can kind of understand why like why Raven's family like wouldn't want to be there, because it is a little weird to have to watch your child be told on the altar whether or not someone wants to be with them. Like the whole season, he's been like, oh, it's kind of sad. These people's families like aren't going to be at their eventual wedding someday. Not like they're not going to come to this psychotic circus event where everyone is forced to cry on national television. He also was like, he said at one point during the season, like when they first all get together on the island, he's like, but it just doesn't seem like any of them are actually happy. And I was like, right, that's the fucking point. Like, no. It's not, you know,
I don't know
happy
if they're
ending.
Ready to get married.
No, that's the whole thing. They're not really there for that. No, so it is crazy. And then they leave us on the cliffhanger of whether Bartiz is going to humiliate Nancy in a
Which
catastrophic way or in a absolutely apocalyptic way. We don't know how awful it's going to be yet.
Person I'm worried about the most is Alexa and Brennan, who of course are the couple that actually seem really happy and really are very romantic. But in the preview to come, I'm scared. It looks dicey.
If they don't stay together, then I'll just give up on this whole enterprise until next season.
I really won't think that love is blind.
No, I'm going to start believing that love is actually sighted. It's actually sight-based if they don't stay together. No, but I think they will. But God only knows. And, you know, it's really like it's all starting to blur together because today someone texted me like, oh, is there a Bachelor in Paradise reunion? And I'm like trying to think back on previous seasons. But now I'm like, OK, well, now Bachelor in Paradise is using tools from Love Island and Married at First Sight
right.
is now being co-opted by Love is Blind. I'm just like, which is which has a reunion, which doesn't, which is the most devastating, which is the most exploitative? I don't really know anymore, but I will be watching all of them. And seeing them through until the finishing touches, you know?
This season of Bachelor in Paradise, I was recovering from a surgery, so not doing a lot. So I did do a deep dive of Bachelor in Paradise. I followed all the spoilers accounts. I know what happens. It's all pretty good. There is going to be a reunion. It's going to be a spicy. People have broken up since the show, shocker. And they've gotten together with other Bachelor contestants that weren't on the show. So really, it's great. It was a necessary hobby for me. For instance, I watched The Bachelor Bachelor in Paradise last night, not knowing if we were going to discuss it today, but I just simply needed it in my life. And my favorite part of the new episodes is that Katie, who is the obnoxious girl that unfortunately is getting pummeled online for being such a dud, she has that substitute teacher voice and she's like 33, but like is giving like cougar energy somehow. She went on the date with, I want to say Rambo, but
Hayden,
because he has his dog Rambo. The date is obviously awful, but I think just for screen time, she starts creating a, like, who should I pick, Hayden or Logan? There's a whole montage of her talking to the other girls about how poor Logan is. And she's like, he lives with two men. We are 7 years apart. There's just a series of shots of her going to the girls in the house. And at one point, she repeats, my sister in Christ, I am 33 years old. My sister in Christ, I am 33. Which I'm like, you say that once, it's kind of funny. You say that five times, like you need a new personality. And then she does, you know, before the ceremonies, she does the thing where she sits with Hayden being like, I'm sure it was like very crazy for you to see me kissing Logan yesterday. I totally understand. Well, I got something for you. She got him a tennis ball for Rambo. I was like,
AKA 27 cents. That's what the retail value is of that.
Get me 27 cents. Get me nothing. If you're going to get me a tennis ball for my dog, I mean, honestly, that's like his whole personality. So I'm sure he was thrilled. But then when she gives Logan the rose, this was, talk about substitute teacher energy. She was like, Logan. And he comes up. Most people say stuff like, you know, Genevieve to Aaron was like, you're everything I've been looking for and more. Like, that's very conventional. And what people say, like, I am so grateful to have found the woman that I think is for me, blah, blah, blah. Mwah. Will you take this rose? Of course I will. You know I will. Katie calls up Logan. Logan, I'm going to need more from you. Can you do that?
Are you ready to give me that?
He looks like he is in front of class. He's like, yes. I was so embarrassed for him. He was like, I don't know. I feel shitty. I don't like this.
She's the Miss Trunchable of Paradise Island. She's literally about to force him to eat a fucking chocolate cake and then swing him around by his pigtails.
Scariest movie of all time, by the way. Remember the closet with the knives? Closet with knives.
For a lot of people, that was a reality, a.k.a. Paris Hilton in her abusive boarding school.
That's true.
Anyway.
That's true. As Lisa Rinna will point out to you on her Instagram stories.
And as she should, because someone's got to do it. And I've been trying to say that Kathy overlooked her daughter's abuse in boarding school and no one wanted to listen. Anyway. The point being, yeah, that was nightmare-ish. On the one hand, I do understand where she's coming from. It's like, if you are a woman who is 7 years older than your male partner, like, I'm sorry, but I actually don't understand that in the sense that, like, that is not for me.
You do know that I had a crush on someone who was 8 years, maybe 9 years younger than me all summer, but
I can't comprehend it. Only because, like, I did have the experience of, like, dating... I've never dated someone younger than me. I have dated someone who was exactly my age. And it was like dating a kindergarten student. Like, not only did he have a roommate, but he had hazarded one time when I came in his bedroom, it was always so fucking messy. There was like, it's like, okay, now there's an open Cheerios box on the ground. Okay. One time I came in, there was a hazardous waste bin on the floor. Okay. I can't do this. And I don't want to be the type of person who's like, I can't date a man with a roommate, but like, I can't. And yes, I have a roommate and I have for many years, but I do expect more from the men that I date. That being said, would I choose Hayden over Logan? No, I would choose neither of them, but I probably would choose Logan just because I don't want to hear about Rambo and I think Hayden's an incel. But yeah, that was crazy.
If the choice was who to hook up with over summer, it's Logan. If the choice is like, okay, I kind of need a guy to pay my rent, I guess it's Hayden.
No, but he would hold it over your head. You know he would.
I mean, he would, like, I don't even know. I don't even want to know the depths of what Hayden is capable of. He probably does have a mistrenchable closet in his house. Maybe he's the one who's going to make me eat chocolate cake.
I was watching this show, actually, that's really good on AMC. Well, it's an old show called The Terror. And basically, like, there's, like, an evil animal. Okay, no spoilers, but there's an evil animal on the loose, and he attacks someone, and the guy has half his brain showing. And the first thing I'm watching a serious show. I'm trying to focus. No phones out, no anything. And the first thing I thought was, wonder if that's what Rambo looks like. Because half his brain was out. And I was like, that's what Hayden's been talking about this whole time. That's what his dog looks like, alone in a crate with no one to take care of him. Because Hayden's been off on Paradise Island. And off
multiple
in La Quinta Resorts, you know?
Yeah, he was like, did I compare my ex's breasts to the girls? I don't know. I don't know if I did. I don't remember. It's like, no, we have video footage.
I can't say no.
Maybe I did. I don't know. We are going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about another show in our rotation called A Winter House. Please stay tuned.
I want true romance.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Devin and I, whenever we text, we'll casually mention that one of us happens to be watching Winter House, which it's been an interesting season because a encounter that was in the moral gray occurred. So Winter House is a really confusing concept for a show. It's about multiple semi-hot people getting drunk in a house in Vermont together, and all of them have some sort of romantic history. So it's obviously like many layers.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. They had an event at BravoCon and it was called Charm House Rules. And so it was Southern Charm, Winter House, and Vanderpump Rules. And so I guess that's like the class of shows. It's like there's Below Deck, there's Real Housewives, there's Married to Medicine, and then there's Charm House Rules. And what I would say about the Charm House Rules segment of the show is it's the least aspirational, but the most dramatic. Well, that's not even true, because like Housewives has crazy drama.
Yeah,
too,
I wasn't gonna. They don't have anything over Housewives.
The most trash, I guess. The trashiest.
Trash.
You know what? It's
trash.
It's the Jersey Shore of Bravo.
As someone who is on season 5 of Southern Charm, I will say that I agree. Least aspirational, trashiest.
And it's weird how they're like bringing now. Okay, so now on this season of Winter House, you've got people from Southern Charm, people from Summer House, and now they've just brought in people from Vanderpump Rules,
which is a show that I do not watch. So I immediately was like, I think I know who these people are. I do not, though, and I don't know why they're so close. One of them seems to be in a failing marriage. Obviously, that's like something that everyone knows about. So there's a character named Luke Gulbrunson, who has a quality that some men have where he is the most attractive and least attractive man in the house. And I think this is an interesting thing that can happen. You can see someone who you're like, oh, wow, you're really attractive. And then they open their mouth and you're like, I am going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
Behind your back with the rest of the house. And that's sort of Luke's role where he did like my favorite thing, which I think encapsulates him, is he's talking to this really hot new girl, Jessica Stalker, who does sell real estate.
Wait, is that her last name?
Stalker, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And he's like, well, I was working on this. I just went to a premiere of this movie that I was in. And she's like, oh, you were in a movie? And he's like, yeah, well, I produced. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I produced it too. Yeah. I was in that movie as well. So he kind of goes after her. They're in a hot tub together. She tells him she's into him. And then he just comes on way too strong and is like massaging her, putting his hand on her leg. And I think there's a few things at play here. One of which is that she grew up in a super Christian household. So she was like, oh, I would never even kiss on the first date. The other, which is that he is the kind of guy who thinks because he's attractive that their doors will just open for him. So yeah. He just like has no problem touching her. But she's not reciprocating it like in the moment. And it's really dark. And finally, Craig, who is full blown alcoholic, like freaks out. And when Luke touches Craig's girlfriend, Paige's hair, Craig says, I'm going to throw you out of the fucking window. And Luke goes, you think you're God, dude? You're not God. Which I was like, that's what you say when you don't like know what to say in an argument, I guess. And you're like a man. And then Luke calls his sister, which I thought was so funny because it's like clearly 4 a.m. And so she like answers and she's like, hello? And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, sleeping. And he's like, okay, like, basically kind of hints, like, I think like people are saying, like, I made girls feel uncomfortable. But it was interesting to watch because I do think it was in that gray area. But obviously, like, Jessica was really upset and, like, cried because I think she was embarrassed. And it was just one of those weird situations where, and the girls talked about it, where Jessica was saying, like, I think because I said I was into him, it gave him this green light. And Paige was like, yeah, like, you can't change your mind. Sort of like, oh, you allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
I want to completely take a tangent from here because I feel like even though this has actually maybe some important themes, I need to talk about the fact that on a Bravo podcast, Gisele Bryant and I believe Robin talked about how at BravoCon, they saw a Summer House cast member walk into the public bathrooms barefoot.
It had to have been Luke, right?
It was Amanda.
What? Amanda has really heartbroken me this season, as she has every season prior, because the past several seasons, it's been like the enraging and depressing thing of like, why is she with Kyle? She clearly hates him and he's a raging alcoholic and she's miserable, but she's still going to marry him anyway. And then this season opens up with like them being like, we're actually more in love than ever. Like marriage fixed us. Where have I seen that before? Actually on Vanderpump Rules, when Tom Schwartz married Katie and they hated each other and they didn't have sex for years. And then she forced
Wait, really?
Yes. And then she forced him to propose and they like got married. And then they did this whole thing where they were like, now that we're married, things are actually like so much better. And now they're getting divorced. It's like, that's what Amanda and Kyle were doing. But then it's like, it just seems like now she's just started drinking as much as he does or something to try to like deal with the fact. And then Paige now has complaints about Craig's drinking and Amanda is so overjoyed. It's like she's not being a friend. She's not just listening and being like, oh, like when they do the flashbacks where Paige is like, okay, if you're not happy, like that's okay. And we can talk about that. Like that's someone being an actual friend. Amanda is being like, oh my God, this is basically Craig is just like Kyle. Like I get it. Like that's men. And that's exactly how Kyle is. We're the same, right? And Paige is becoming so slowly depressed. Like imagine how depressing that would be if someone was like, oh, you're a boyfriend? He's actually just like Kyle. I'd be like,
that is really depressing.
I'll never recover.
It's I think Paige and Craig's relationship is fascinating because Craig, and I saw this with Naomi when he was with her on Southern Charm, really loves the women he's with. He's just a mess. He's a mess of a human being. He is definitely an alcoholic. He was like admitted to being an Adderall addict that I guess he doesn't take Adderall anymore and was like hiding it, you know, in the house when he was with Naomi. But he is an aggressor and like will randomly like pick fights with people. And Paige just watches with like her mouth shut. It's like Courtney and Scott in the early seasons for the Kardashians. Like if you're going to date someone who's like absolutely a loose cannon, you are not with them if you cannot handle confrontation.
Yeah. 1000%.
At least Amanda will be like, Kyle, stop, stop. And Paige just stares with like the most conflict averse face I've ever seen as like him and Sierra are getting into a fight.
I know. And she's like, at the beginning of the season, they were saying, oh, we've never spent this much time together. It's going to be 17 days in a row. And he's like, I'm so excited. And then it cuts to her confessional and she's like, I'm absolutely terrified. Like, she knew that he was going to be too much for her for 17 days straight. And honestly, that's a bad sign for a relationship. But
a horrible sign, especially when you're new.
And yeah, like you've never even spent that much time together. It's also like the Summer House, Winter House, Vanderpump Rules, the Charm House Rules universe is a progressive illness. Like it's gotten so much worse.
True.
They can't keep the house clean anymore. They had guests coming and they were just like, sorry, the house is a complete shithole. Like we just couldn't do anything about it. And it's like, what? Like no one could clean. I know that Jason is like the only one who tries to clean, but it's just dark.
Andy, when he came to the Hamptons house, was like, the smell of your house like has stayed with me. Which
it's
is
like
disgusting.
They're living in filth. It makes me want to like crawl into bed watching the show. Like I'm like, I just want to be safe. Like I don't feel safe here.
Something that was also, as you said, progressive and tragic was I watched a clip of Amanda on Watch What Happens Live and they were doing like listeners' questions. And one of them was like, Amanda, now that Kyle is turning 40, do you think he'll be sick of the summer house? And I was like, now that Kyle is turning 40,
yep.
Like, listen, he's launched a business. He's done more than I've had. He has like a business under his name, but he is like a clown.
He's a live clown and he has a fucking mullet now because people have made it seem like mullets are okay. He actually does look better this season compared to Craig, and that is saying a lot against Craig.
I know.
But it's also just like, wait, what are these people doing? Like, they're having these intense theme parties. Like, if I was them, I'd be like, guys, we all rented a house. We don't have to dress up. Like, we don't have to have a theme. Why can't we just all eat dinner and, like, go to sleep?
I think the show pushes for them to do it because they know that, like, okay, now we're going to have to see you guys party. Okay, we need to see you guys play, like, a questions game. And
the questions game made no sense to me. I was like, wait, what's happening? I actually tuned out and then Carolina referenced something and I was like, oh, the questions game? I was like on my phone doing like fucking Brick Breaker at that point.
So there's also this kind of like, he seems like very much like a Gen Xer. His name is Corey Kiefer. I'm clicking on his picture.
What the hell is going on there? This is so, Craig's frat bro from college.
He is, listen, he is attractive. And I don't find him attractive at all. Okay. I think he's like porn hot. Like he's just.
He looks like Macklemore.
Okay. Well, now that you said that, you've immediately ruined him for me for the rest of my life because he actually does kind of look like Macklemore. And I'm just putting that together.
He's going to the thrift shop.
Oh my God. Remember thrift shop? Okay.
Yes.
Remember thrift shop? Remember when Macklemore wrote the song about not being gay?
When I was 15, I thought that I was gay.
My mom was like, you loved girls since you were in second grade. That was the craziest line.
That was the craziest thing to do a rap about, like thinking you're gay, but actually just kidding, you're not.
So yes, unfortunately he does look like Macklemore, but he is just attractive to me, but he like is open about playing girls. He was like, I don't know if the girls know this, but I'm pursuing all of them at this point.
He reads the game.
Fuck, he does. He reads the game.
He does.
He reads the game.
He's a pickup artist.
He's a pickup artist. He basically is making this girl, Jessica, like chase him and she can't believe it. And she honestly, to her credit, is like, okay, this guy is like making me chase him. And like, yeah, that just doesn't happen with me. Like she knows what's going on and why it's like messing with her. He also, like in my head, I was also like, are you straight? But
I know.
But maybe he is.
It's interesting. So there's like an opposite thing happening where Luke has gone through like pretty much every girl in the franchise ever. And it's like, like you said, like they're all like, oh, my God, he's so hot and they're into him. And then when he talks for more than an hour straight, they're like, actually, I'm disgusted by you. Please don't ever talk to me again. And they friend zone him.
Sierra like literally went on like 3 dates with Austin and acts like they were a married couple. And you forget that she like actually came onto the franchise through Luke, through a relationship with Luke. And like on Watch What Happens Live, someone was like, who's the better kisser, Austin or Luke? And she's like, Austin. And they're like, yeah, who's better in bed, Austin or Luke? And she's like, oh my God, Austin. I was like, holy shit, do you not like this guy?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen with Ashley Bolch Darby from Potomac, because there is a rumor of her being with Luke. And I do think he's so much better.
They just went to a game together.
He's at least so much better than Michael that I'm like, please just go with this. Like, I'm sorry.
I think he's using her as a rehabilitation tool.
Yes, he is. And that's fine. People use each other.
She needs, I'm sure they like also probably like have great sex because they're both really hot people. But I mean, even though it sounds like via Sierra, that may be not be one of his strengths.
Well, he's definitely going to be better at it than fucking Michael Darby. So,
so disgusting.
The opposite thing.
Ashley talking about how she like needed sex with Michael Darby was like a dark part of this nation's history.
I'm like, you're fucking with us. Like, you want us to throw up. It's like Fear Factor. She's like doing a Fear Factor game on us. I'm like, I don't want to throw up. I don't want to eat insects. I don't want that. Like, stop.
And she's like, so how we have sex when I'm pregnant? I'm like, Ashley. No.
She knows. And she does that mischievous smile. I'm like, stop trying to make me barf at your relationship. Like, I don't get that. But then the opposite thing is happening with Corey, where everyone first met him and he got no attention. Everyone was like, why is he dressed like Macklemore? It's like he's like neck down from 1999. But then slowly everyone's been like, wait, do I have a crush on Corey? Like, no, wait, do I have a crush on Corey? Like, wait, do I? And it's because he like does this weird thing where he's like, you look so hot tonight, whatever. And then he's like, what? I don't want to fuck you. Bye. And they're like, wait, I'm so confused.
She was like, we should wait to have sex. He's like, oh, I don't want to have sex with you. I literally was like, wow,
it's a confusion game. It's a confusion game.
Which I'm like, do I need to start playing that? I'm so bad at playing those games.
I don't know how to play that.
Never in my life.
And I never will. I know I made a whole thing on the podcast about how I was going to like play hard to get. And that's what you're supposed to do. Never been able to do it.
We've had too many episodes. I don't remember you saying that.
I failed and I'll never succeed at that, as it turns out.
Just not my style. But maybe I really should try it. Watching his success was starkly inspiring.
I want true romance.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Because we mentioned Potomac, I do want to talk about the clip that I sent you today.
Okay, but can I also just say one last thing about Winterhouse, which is it's so sad and it's actually devastating to me. First of all, I'm so excited for when they keep bringing more characters to the house. They're going to bring Lindsay and Carl back to the house.
Oh my gosh.
Because obviously, like, the Toms are just old. I'm like, just, you have nothing to offer. Like, if you're not going to hook up with people and cheat on your, like, half-separated wife, then just leave. Like, you don't need to be here. But I'm so confused and devastated by, why is Jason not the most in-demand person at the house? Like, he's the only one I find attractive. He cooks, he cleans, he's the only adult.
He's the only adult.
I don't
he's
get
the
it.
Only one, when you think about it, who hasn't brought some darkness. Like, he's just truly like a hot, nice guy who wants to like meet a girl.
And he doesn't even care when Jessica is like, she was came there with him and there was a flirtation and then she like moved on and was with someone else. He was like, okay. Like,
yeah,
he's just not like, he's not aggro like these other guys.
Exactly. I know. I mean, I think him and Rachel's thing is really cute. She's also the new girl. She was Kyle and Amanda's florist who saved the day. And she just has like very cool girl energy.
That's cute, but like speed it up. Like, why are they
speed
just
it
like,
up and like
they kiss once every episode? Like, come on.
This it also feels like his relationship with Lindsay, where it's like, okay, you guys were pushed together. Like Rachel yeah, and totally. Jason were pushed together. It feels a little bit like a setup. Which, whatever, all these, you know, Paige and Craig seem like a setup. Literally, Paige, when she was interviewed about her relationship with Craig, said, like, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like we're the lead of two shows on the Bravo network.
It makes me kind of sad because her ex was like so hot, and I know that they didn't work out and they shouldn't be together. But he was like this really hot, much older guy who owned like this chain of restaurants, and he like donated all this food to first responders during COVID. And I just feel like that's the type of person she should be with, but I don't know.
Paige.
Yeah.
We want better for her, but we also, you know, there's a part of me that does root for Craig. I almost call him Austin. Craig, I don't really root for Austin. Austin,
no,
too.
No one should root for Austin.
I know.
Like, Craig needs to change if he wants to deserve Paige. That's all I'll say.
I think they both need sobriety. Not Paige, but Austin Craig and Craig. Austin. And Shep.
Oh, Shep. Oh my God.
Guess who I saw on Rye the other day?
Shep?
No, the first time I watched Southern Charm, I pointed to Whitney and said, that's the kind of guy that I see on Raya. And sure enough.
And you saw him on there?
This week, I saw him on Raya. And I thought, Whitney, we both know you don't want to be here.
Man, I miss, who else have you seen on there? I miss it. I haven't been on there in ages.
There's a few guys, you know how you like keep seeing like the same mix of people? And there's so many of them that I've like said yes to that I keep seeing. And it's like, at this point, I'm angry at all like four of them. Because I'm like, I said I fucking liked you.
Yes.
You've seen me how many times? How many times are you going to say no to me?
No, I know. I remember distinctly years ago when I first went on, I think it was Bumble. And I had seen this really hot guy from my college on there. And then I swiped right immediately. And then I saw him again. And I turned to my coworker and I was like, wait, so if I'm seeing him again, does that mean like he must have said no to me? And she goes,
phone broken?
Yeah. And I go, God damn it.
So cruel.
I was so mad. I was like, wait, come on. Give me some hope. But there's no hope.
I literally used like the Raya, like $59 a month, like app selection so I could find this guy in a specific neighborhood who I had met and had a crush on. Only to like him. That money went in the wood chipper because he did not like me back.
No, but you learned. And famously, education is expensive. So what are you going to do?
And yes, exactly. That is a huge problem right now. But I am excited for Bachelor in Paradise. It seems like they're going to keep... There's only two more weeks of it left. And it seems like it's going to continue to be spicy. Can't wait for the reunion. Holy Toledo.
Wait, so there's tomorrow and then there's the reunion, or there's tomorrow and then there's next week?
It's next week.
Okay. By the way, when Aaron did that thing to Genevieve where he was like, I know I told you I loved you, but the truth is,
it's the shit.
I was like, do you not understand the person you're dating? Like, you need to be careful, my friend. Like, she could have completely lost her shit, but she didn't.
She literally almost said, she's like, I just want to, okay, go ahead, just finish. And she's like, I was shaking. I'm like, she's unstable. She is unstable from one to another.
They're all unstable though. Like, they're all having like the Lord of the Flies syndrome and all that stuff. Like,
yes.
Because the way they're sobbing, I thought there was going to be a major, I don't know, someone gets Ebola
they
or something.
They find out that like Casey hasn't walked yet.
Yes.
Like, but you guys,
Casey is paralyzed.
Still hasn't, remember when Casey fell? He still isn't walking.
He's still in the local hospital, and they actually gave him a transplant, and it hasn't taken. No, but what they were all sobbing over is that like Rodney got broken up with, and yeah. They were like, we're just so sad because he loved that girl so much, and nobody deserves love more than him. And it's again, I'm like, guys, how many people have you met though? Like, there's a lot of people who deserve love. And I think Rodney seems nice, but a lot of people are nice.
At one point, Rodney's like, I just feel embarrassed. And Genevieve is crying like it's the end of a movie. She's like, No, don't you feel bad about anything. No. And Kate, who, again, I truly do feel bad for her because the internet, which the corners of the internet that I'm looking in, that I know they're looking in, are tearing her apart, is like crying so hard. It's just.
It's really. It was like that scene from Midsommar where, like, yes, the women are all surrounding her, like screaming, crying. And like, it's just really, it's confusing. But. Yeah, I'm along for the ride. You could say that. You could say I watch every single episode the second it becomes available to me on Hulu. And you could say I'm actually almost done with buying Beverly Hills. It's been up for a matter of days.
I heard that Mauricio was getting heat on it on Twitter because he's not giving Rick Hilton enough credit.
I struggle to understand like the whole dynamics of that family. I know that Mauricio is a Trump supporter, and that does make me sad.
Yes. I saw who he follows on Instagram. That's sad. Yeah. Who, did you know he was a Trump supporter? Like, how did we find this out? I just
I found out from podcast, like, I think Bitch Sesh
got
or something.
Got it.
But he is so hot. I root for the Umanskis anyway.
I am Team Umansky at the agency.
And you know what? Like, it's just the most comforting nothing. The most comforting nothing. It's just air.
It's so funny. Farah, her oldest daughter, gave herself the Bella Hadid complex where, because of plastic surgery, she's made herself look approximately 100 years old.
Yes. She's our age. I know. It's crazy.
You look so much older just in terms of like filler and I don't even know what she's done, but it's impressive.
It's really weird. Also, it's so weird how Farah and Alexia both have Kyle Richards' voice. And I constantly am like, wait, what's happening? I thought I was watching Buying Beverly Hills. Now I'm watching Real Housewives Beverly Hills. I'm on episode 7 of 8. And if they don't show me Kyle at least once before this is done.
I don't think they will.
I am suing Netflix. They need to show me her. I need to know what she's up to and what she thinks about all this.
We will talk next week with more updates on the ladies of Potomac, the beaches of paradise, the houses in winter.
All of it.
Love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance. It's true. True. Love me, baby, don't leave me hanging. I want true romance.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.